handle the work while you enjoy the results. That's TRUGreen.com. True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
In a world where every second counts,
bird flu is spreading nationwide, driving up egg prices.
iHeartRadio has one podcast that keeps you informed. 24/7 news, the latest. Today's latest news every hour in just 4 minutes.
Rex Huerman's case is being adjourned again.
Be the first to know.
President Trump has sent a loud and clear message.
iHeartRadio's 24/7 news, the latest. Open the free iHeart app and listen now.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
DC 101. DC 101.
Everything just, I just, there it goes. I'm starting to think Thanksgiving
2025. Wow.
Hello?
Kids are
four,
sweating.
Nine.
That means I'm
four,
ready to go.
Three, four, five,
six,
two,
okay.
One.
Okay.
Poozy.
Local, this jockey is in hot water this evening.
Me.
Why is your groin up against my butt?
Diane is an expert at wood fire.
I'm just trying to pretend I'm blind.
Donuts?
Lollipops. All free today.
Get your foot.
You'll be in jail, Elegant.
Candy cigarettes.
Thank you. I just wanted to say butthole.
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Everybody was like, Elliot's a bitch. Elliot's a bitch. No, you're a bitch.
What, the saliva?
That ain't the thigh meat, playa.
I took my top off.
Send pics.
I'm really hungry.
Here's a dildo. Try this.
Siegel often draws his audience
Abigail
at the expense of others.
Vanderpump
Rules.
Do you have an inner voice? That dear's Menard.
You got it.
I'm not doing anything racist. I'm doing characters.
Thank you.
Do not.
I don't know, and I don't care.
What's he sending over? Gum bombs?
Oh, God. Bad diarrhea.
Man's dumb.
And then she ends up with
yes,
even though you sometimes aside. Smell
Elliot poop.
I heard that.
Breathe in.
Swallow the pot.
Gun of a hero.
The diarrhea king's talking.
Are you kidding me? On my finger.
No.
Finger. Dear Ask EITF.
Hi, this is Emily.
This is Scarlett.
Who are these bitches?
Sorry, what?
Chief Beef and Chief Queef.
Yeah, my sweater. My sweater
smell. Oh, I'm a little too famous.
What do you want from me?
Mama wanna
go home.
My boarding pass now says, we sincerely apologize that your flight is canceled.
Oh. Like, are y'all big people?
We're going to Cincinnati.
You can paint us in those big fat seats.
Where are those yoga balls?
Daniel's my boy. How freaking huge is that horse?
It is a 9.5-foot Clydesdale.
He believes he found Cancun Elliot.
I think I found a brain tumor.
Tyler's getting a CAT scan today.
I'm holding Kevin.
Get a picture of Aaron standing at his desk. Would you even know that's me?
I did. I looked over. I was like, that's weird.
What?
You knew I was getting you a Western hat. Outdoor hat.
Reached?
Yeah. How is it? How is it?
It's an awesome grill.
Yes.
It looks like, honestly, I just got out of the hospital.
It's smoky in here.
It's probably
no, it
the air fryer's overloading the circuit.
It's smoky in here. It's not smoky.
It is a little bit.
It says 81 on it.
Son of a bitch. And that's when I broke my ankle.
Well, there it goes today.
That's it.
What did we learn?
Nothing.
Sorry. I have to go.
That's okay. I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Just a little bit of soul.
Studio too.
Oh, good. I was glad you both got them. Sweet. I brought those in. Well, I actually came back late last night because I wanted them to be fresh when they were in here. But you don't know who was dropping off flowers?
Well, they're artificial. I mean,
oh, those aren't real roses?
No.
Oh, well, then I shouldn't have gone with that. I wanted them to be fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
Oh, no. They just realized it wasn't from you.
Oh, well, I don't know who brought. Oh, boy, they're dying. Well, they're dead, actually. I don't know who brought those in. Oh, that's very nice. That's very, very kind. You had a good night last night?
Yeah, it was fine. My morning, don't cuss, Diane, sucks. But other than that, everything's good.
Wait, why is your morning so bad?
You know, every time I change the password, I can't get on the Wi-Fi.
Well, I hope you woke Dustin up.
Well, we've been chatting. Took him a while. He wasn't up right away. But we've been chatting.
All right. Well, everything will work its way. I don't want you to be frazzled today. Today's a good day.
Too late.
No. Today's a good day. Today's Friday. No, you know why today is a good day?
Why is that?
Guess who's got a real ID?
Oh, so everything worked out?
You know what the best is? So I get to the DMV yesterday, right? And I go in and they said, have you filled out your paperwork? And I said, oh, absolutely I have. And they said, do you have like all the stuff you were supposed to bring? And I said, I think so. And so they said, okay, here's your number. Have a seat. So I had a seat. I got to watch two incidents take place at the DMV. And then I got called
up. What do you mean by that?
Oh, so here's the – so when I'm sitting there waiting, two things are going on. First of all, wouldn't you think the waiting room at the DMV is not a good place to hook up your phone to your Bluetooth speaker and play music?
With a speaker?
Yeah. No, sure. And it wasn't low. Like, it wasn't like he was holding it up to his ear so that he could hear it. So he has, and like, it's just all chairs that you're sitting in, right, with the stupid screen in front of you. Well, the screen's not stupid. It's fine. It tells you where to go. So anyway, he's sitting there, and on the chair next to him, he's got, it's probably about this big. What is that? How many hairs is that?
A couple inches. 100 hairs?
Yeah, probably, give or take. So he's got a speaker about that big, and all of a sudden, boom, he hits it, and he starts playing music.
What was he listening to?
Honestly, you know what he was listening to?
Hmm.
The diss track from Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Is playing inside the DMV.
He's sending a message of some sort?
I have no idea. I mean, great song, but the...
Is this Not Like Us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that thing is playing. Now, to his credit, he didn't play the explicit version.
Oh, okay.
So that was going.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
So anyway, that thing is playing, and again, it is not at a low volume. Now, I don't care. I like the song. So I'm listening.
Was he performing? Like, was he dancing for money?
Who? In the DMV?
There's a lot of captive audience members.
No, he was sitting there, like, after he got the Bluetooth working on the speaker, he was just on his phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's sitting like this, Kendrick's blaring, and he's just sitting there. And there's cops inside the DMV.
And they didn't stop him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, eventually they walked over. Oh. And at first they were looking around like, where's the music coming from? I was like, the speaker sitting right on that guy's chair. Like, there are people that'll play speakers in places where you probably shouldn't play speakers. Tabletop at a restaurant is I've seen that before. Say restaurant to me. I have a great restaurant story. Not for me, but somebody that was there. I've seen people like take a speaker and put it on top of the table so that they have like their own playlist while they're eating. That's ridiculous. I don't golf, but I guess a lot of people keep them in, like if they have a golf cart, a lot of people will put a speaker in their golf cart, and apparently it pisses people off to no end. But I've never seen one. Why would you do it at the DMV? Of all places. Why? And there's kids screaming. Like, it's a mess in there. And they are just, the speaker's playing. So the cop finally walks over, has him turn it off, and the guy turns it down, and he's like, no, off. So he turned it off, and I'm glad he did, because when it turned off, I was sitting like in the second row, but you could still hear a little bit of what's going on at the counter. And that's when the guy said, no, I will read to you from your website. And he starts reading from his phone. And the woman.
So he's saying, this is what I was told to bring, and you're telling me that's not right?
He wasn't told anything, but he was going to read from her from the website. And the woman is sitting behind the plexiglass thing, which I don't know why that's up. COVID's over. But so the plexiglass thing
probably
is
probably for aggressive customers.
No, but it's not bulletproof. Like, it was flimsy.
It's still a barrier.
Just to stop people.
Oh, you could move that.
Somebody can't come. You think somebody could come through that?
You could have pushed it right out of the way. Because when I had to hand a form to the woman, I went to go under. They don't give you a lot of room.
Yeah. Like at a bank.
No. It's just hanging there. It's not a permanent thing. So it's not like a bank where you've got like that little thing. It's just plexiglass that comes down to about, 50 hairs, where you slide stuff, but my hand kept hitting it and the thing would fly back and forth. So it's just flimsy. It's just kind of hanging there.
But sturdier than the pharmacy shower curtain.
Yes. Yeah. But not much. Right. Not much. So anyway, the guy is telling her, I will read to you from the website. And this woman just sat there with her arms crossed and listened, and the guy read probably three paragraphs off the website.
Did you miss when your number was called?
No. And so, and I give the woman so much credit because this guy, he was so condescending and such a prick. And he's wearing khakis with like a sport coat. Like he dressed up to, maybe he was on lunch break. I don't know, but he dressed up to go to the DMV.
Much more likely. but was at work.
Yeah.
He was so condescending. And the woman said, okay, thank you. You'll need to make another appointment and come back because you don't have your stuff. And he took a pen, threw it on the ground, not on the counter. Threw it on the ground and walked out, and the cop walked out right behind him. I couldn't hear what happened, but the cop talked to him outside the door.
Should, yeah.
Okay.
But I was like, dude, why is everybody throwing a fit?
Okay, because it's a preconceived attitude you have in when you go, you expect a problem when you go into that location, facility.
Easy peasy. Lemon
but
squeezy.
I told you, but up until all of this online scheduling, it was never like that. You knew you were going to have a day going to the DMV. But now with the online scheduling, and I mean, despite what that guy read on the website, I thought it kind of laid out everything pretty clearly.
I'll tell you this. So my appointment was at 3 p.m., right? And they said you can you're supposed to sign in with your phone.
Yeah.
At 15 minutes beforehand, right? So 2:45. So I parked the car, and then I, which was great because the gate was broken. I didn't have to pay for parking. So I parked the car, and I got in there, and then I thought I would just have to sit down and then sign in. And I got there at like 2:40, so I was 5 minutes early, but you have to get in line.
They want you to pay to use the DMV?
It's pay parking?
There's a parking garage around the block. There's no parking on, like, there was no parking.
Oh, you didn't, it wasn't their lot.
No. Okay. There was no street parking on Washington Boulevard. Yeah, no, so I just paid in the lot, but the gate was broken.
Well, when you drive through it, that's what happens.
So anyway, so I got there and the guy was like, you're early. And I was like, okay. I said, I parked, I came in, I didn't want to be late, I didn't know. He goes, okay, here's your ticket. I left. My appointment was at 3. Ask me what time I left the DMV.
If it was anything like my experience, I was out of there in like 15 minutes.
2:59.
Yeah.
I didn't even make it to my appointment. And can I tell you what the best part was? I get up to the window. So I've listened to Kendrick. I saw the guy throw the pen on the ground and march outside. I get up to the window. I push all my stuff through she said, what are you here for? And I said, real ID. Mm-hmm. And I said, my license expires on my birthday, Monday. And I need a real ID. She said, great. Do you have your application? I said, yes. I slide it through. And she said, oh, you already filled it out online. And I was like, oh, no.
Like that was going to be a problem.
Here we go. And I thought, and so she went through it. And I said, oh, I couldn't sign it. So I just printed it out.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And she's like, nah, no problem. She said, oh, Elliot, good to see you. And I was like, this is going to go great.
Right.
And in my head, I'm like, do I have tickets in the car? Like, this will be awesome. Turns out the woman, so she says, do you still live at my address? And I said, yeah. She goes, you know, I live 4 houses down from you.
Oh.
Oh, so she knew you from the neighborhood.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. No, it was great. Asked me after that. Stamped a couple
right
of
in.
Things. Yeah, I had to answer a question on the pad.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stamp. I did have to get another picture taken. So I got my picture taken.
Oh no.
The yeah.
Did you trim that eyebrow?
No, because I didn't think I was going to have to.
You had a longer eyebrow yesterday. I should have told you. That's on me.
I don't think it'll show up in the license.
It probably won't. They're not the highest quality cameras.
She asked me if I wanted to. She asked me if I wanted to smile in the picture, and I said, "I'm good." And so
I thought you weren't allowed to smile.
I took the picture, and she said, "Why don't you smile?"
Oh,
and so then I did it again. So I gave it like a half smile, like mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she took it again. She bundled everything up. She said, "Your license is voided. Keep this piece of paper. This is your new license." I threw it all in my backpack, and I went home. It was great. It was awesome.
See?
Diane, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Made it right through, and then I panicked that I left my birth certificate there, but I didn't. That's back at home. I also didn't put my temporary license in my wallet, so I was convinced I'd get pulled over on the way in today.
Well, your license is still good till Monday.
Yeah.
No, my ID that I have now, she said it's voided.
Oh.
Because she wants me to keep the piece of paper with me until 7 to 10 business days when I'll get mailed my real ID. So she said, this is your driver's license, the piece of paper.
Yeah.
And she said, I already voided your other license. I was like, yeah, no big deal. And I was like, and she said, do you have any questions? And in my head, I was like, well, if I do, I'll just walk down the street and come ask you, but I'm good to go. It was awesome. It was great. The place was packed, but it was fantastic.
I'm happy to hear after weeks of worry,
yeah.
It ended up being nice and easy.
And now I have a real ID for the next, what is that good for, 15 years?
Yeah, no. I think it's 10,
yeah,
isn't
we
it?
We looked it up. It was less than that, yeah.
Oh, whatever. I'm good to go. I'll never need to get it reviewed or renewed. Yeah, well, I'll probably die.
What do you think? You're going to die before you need a new license?
maybe. I can see that happening. I was so excited, though. I was so excited for everything to work out so smoothly. And now I feel all legal.
Well, you are. You're in compliance.
And when do you need real ID? By May?
May 7th is the day.
Oh, well, I'll fly before that, but that's fine.
Definitely going to get pushed back.
Yeah. Oh, if I wasted my time yesterday, well, my license was expiring anyway. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, expired.
Good to go.
Well, what's the restaurant?
Say again?
You said you had a restaurant story.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So Menino is working up in Brooklyn, right? He opened up a restaurant for an old family friend of theirs, right? Mm-hmm. And so the restaurant is in this area of Brooklyn called Red Hook, right? Which is not the most convenient place to get to. It is very modern, but the area is. And so it is not a convenient place to get to, especially if you're coming from Manhattan. So if you're coming from Manhattan, you would have to like take a train. It's probably honestly from like Midtown Manhattan, it's probably an hour to get to the restaurant.
Wow.
The restaurant's awesome though, and the restaurant is packed.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the guys who grew up out in that area of Brooklyn is in Billy Joel's band. And so he's in there all the time. Like the guy, I don't know what he does in the band, but he is in Billy Joel's band. And so this restaurant that Menino's at, that he opened for this old family friend, it had been open like 20 years ago. And then it closed.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has been, they reopened it, and Steve was helping them reopen it. It's gone great. And so they were like, Steve, please stay, please stay. So he's just been staying up there. So they were like, years and years ago, originally when the restaurant was open, this guy who's in Billy Joel's band, and I have no idea who it is.
Come on.
No, I don't.
I mean, if it was Mark Rivera, I'm sure you would know.
That name I would know.
Yes.
But yeah, I have no idea who it is. But anyway, he's been going to this restaurant forever. So once it reopened, he goes in there.
Yeah.
So anyway, he is, and I guess he gave Steve tickets to go to like one of the Billy Joel shows or something like
That's awesome.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great. So anyway, last night, Steve's working and, three guys walk in who were like, Hey, well, actually, they were probably British, but they were like, hello, so-and-so told us to come to this restaurant, so we just came in for a meal. And so the person who was working, Steve's not working the front of the house, he's in the kitchen. And so they
swear to God, if this is going where I think it's
yes.
going.
Where is it going?
McCartney.
Yeah.
McCartney's band.
Oh.
Still awesome.
Yeah.
No Paul. But McCartney's band.
But so Ringo and George and John, I mean, they're superstars in their own right.
So it was McCartney's band
wow.
that walked in and they were like, hey, we know so-and-so and so-and-so knows the guy in Billy Joel's band.
Yeah.
And Billy Joel's guy told us to come here. So they took a car service out to the restaurant in Brooklyn.
Amazing.
And they went. And as a tip, so Steve went out and was talking to them and like sent out a bunch of crap and stuff like that. He said they paid, they tipped, but like Steve sent out like some desserts and yeah. appetizers and stuff like that. And so he said the guys could not have been nicer. They tipped the staff great. And on the way out, one of them said, hey, can you get Chef again? So Steve came out and they said, hey mate, how do you spell your last name? And so he spelled the last name. He said, well, bring somebody with you. See you at the Bowery tomorrow night.
So wait a minute. That's meaning tonight.
He's going to see McCartney at the Bowery
wow.
tonight.
He's playing a third show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's playing another one tonight.
I didn't know that.
At the Bowery, and Steve's going.
Wow.
That's exciting.
How awesome is that?
He's like Anne Hathaway. Because all the celebrities came out for night two.
Yeah, no, so I guess they were off last night, which is how they ended up there. And then he's playing again.
Oh, yeah,
again.
That is announced. Yeah, I missed that yesterday.
Yeah, he's playing again tonight at the Bowery, so Steve's
that,
going.
That concert that they're having tonight, though, that's the one at Madison Square Garden, right?
Which one?
The SNL concert.
Oh, I don't know. Steve's going to the Bowery to go see McCartney.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap. So out of all this, you got tickets to see Billy Joel and McCartney?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So yeah, he's pretty stoked.
So Radio City is where the concert is.
Oh, Radio
tonight.
City, not Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, no. Okay. Oh, yeah. So Radio City is the SNL thing. But yeah, there it is.
So are they going to... Because that show tonight is on Peacock. Are they going to go to the Bowery at some point during the broadcast?
Oh, I have no idea. Here's all I know is that you'll see Steve's big head in there.
He's kind of tall.
Yeah, in a crowd of 575, he's going to stand out.
I was like, great. So a couple of appetizers and a dessert, and you're going to see McCartney.
I totally missed. They announced this like yesterday morning.
Yeah, yesterday. I think I saw it yesterday afternoon at some point.
It's just so old hat now that he's playing.
Well, that's what
I was 575 person venue.
Mm-hmm. And the guys even said, if you have any problem, just text us. I was like, Jesus wow. Christ, Steve.
Very cool.
Anyway, listen, we got a ton of crap that we have to get through today. It's going to be very busy. We got a trip to give away. I got a promotional announcement for you. So quick break. We'll come back. We'll lay everything out for you. Next.
Pitchers and catchers are reporting for MLB spring training. Why not you? Listen to Win Your Way to Extra Innings Festival in Tempe, Arizona, February 28th through March 1st. Headlined by The Lumineers, Casey Musgraves, and Kings of Leon. With additional performances from Maren Morris, Grace Potter, Megan Maroney, The Red Clay Strays, OAR, and more. All staged amid a baseball fan's paradise, the Cactus League. 10 ballparks, 15 teams clustered together in the Phoenix metropolitan area. Qualify for the grand prize trip around 7:30 and 9 with EITM's Hundreds a Day. Then see if it works out that you and a guest head west later this month. Need extra, extra innings fest details? Visit facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the morning.
Sunny today, still cold, highs near 40.
This report is sponsored by LMI's Liger. Revolutionize your operations with Liger. LMI's secure, private, and trustworthy generative AI solution for government. Experience the new speed of possible and visit Liger.io to learn more. That's Liger.io.
Liger.
Options are always good, and you'll find plenty at Dumpling District. Soup dumplings, pan-fried bao buns, dim sum, and more. Hey, it's Mike Jones. Now, when it comes to soup dumplings, you can pick one flavor or do what I do. Try the rainbow soup dumplings. 6 different flavors, hot and colorful. There's something for everyone. Bite off the top, slurp out the soup, add some sauce, and go for it. Experience it for yourself at any of the 8 DMV Dumpling District locations or order online at dumplingdistrictusa.com.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with a 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. And right now, you could get $250 when you spend $2,500 using a cash rewards or cash rewards plus card. Visit NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 15.15% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs.
Last night, Ted played Monopoly, and he won. He had 26 houses, 11 hotels, and a pile of money. Last night, Marie won at Monopoly, too, but with 0 houses and 0 hotels. Because Marie played new Monopoly scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery, with top prizes from $1,000 to $2 million. Like Ted, Marie also won a pile of money. But unlike Ted, Marie's money is real. Play new Monopoly scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. Go directly to fun. Please play responsibly. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro.
Hey, welcome to Total Wireless. How can I help you?
Ay, my phone is panicking. It thinks I'm trading it in.
No worries. At Total Wireless, you get one line for $25 per month when you bring your phone.
Really? Only $25 a month for one line and I get to keep my phone? Wow.
Yep, that's 50% off a Total 5G Unlimited plan.
Visit your nearest Total Wireless store today. Restrictions apply. Compatible device required. Available exclusively online in the Total Wireless retail stores.
You like to live smart, but eating smart is where it can feel overwhelming, at least for me. My name is Tamo, and that's why I want to talk to you about Factor, because Factor delivers nutritious, chef-prepared meals that you can heat and eat in just 2 minutes. So talk about convenient, and they're delicious. And the ability to dig into dietitian-approved recipes that fit your goals, and there's no guesswork, is a game-changer. These are gourmet meals packed with premium ingredients and restaurant-worthy flavors. Upgrade your plate, optimize your nutrition, and eat smart with Factor. Go to Factor. Meals.com to get started today.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner. If you're looking to make this year unforgettable, you have to check out Diamonds Direct. Whether it's a sparkling necklace, stunning ring, or something totally unique, shop smart this Valentine's at Diamonds Direct. Make this Valentine's one to remember.
M&T Bank presents CEOs You Should Know. This week, Beth Toomey, CEO of USTA Mid-Atlantic Foundation. Listen now or nominate a CEO at dc101.com/CEO. This program powered by iHeartMedia and M&T Bank.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play. Like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's chill out for February. Like, chill. Like a free small Slurpee drink every Friday this month kind of chill.